This is KUT. Fish. They can breathe underwater, they're great swimmers, but they're not really well known for their singing. But they do sing, kind of. Now, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, scientists on the Gulf Coast are hoping that fact can help sustain their populations.
Can you do an imitation of the sound?
Oh, I could try.
This is Brad Arisman. He's assistant professor of fisheries ecology at UT Austin. The sound he's about to make is that of a male corvina fish.
It's going to be horrible, but basically it kind of sounds like static, but very noisy static. So it's just kind of...
Okay, here's the real sound.
So what the sound that you're hearing is of simultaneous croaking of, in some cases, up to a million or more male Gulf corvina.
Every year, as part of their mating ritual, the male corvina crowd a single estuary in the Gulf of California and start this croaky chorus. Fishermen can even hear it in their boats.
And it's so loud that actually it makes it difficult for fishermen or anyone on the boats to actually have a conversation.
But it makes it really easy to catch the fish in big nets. That can lead to overfishing, so fisheries managers set limits. Timothy Rowell works with Arisman. He's a PhD student at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
Not only are managers worried, but fishermen are worried, and researchers like us are worried because we're not sure whether they're setting the limits at a sustainable level.
The challenge for Arisman and Rowell was to figure out how many corvina there are to make sure they're not being overfished. The answer, use the fish's sound to take the census. Arisman says they put microphones in the water to record the corvina.
And then simultaneously, we were recording with the sonar how many fish were in the water.
To see if the two things correlate.
Because if they correlate, that means you should be able to use sound to estimate how many fish are present.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
That's Timothy Rowell again. He says the success of the study means someday fisheries could be monitored year-round by keeping microphones in the water. Arisman and Rowell are now in Port Aransas, Texas, to find out if the same approach can be used to monitor sea trout there. That research has just started. Do you do a good imitation of a sea trout?
I'm not the sea trout, man. I could do a Gulf corvina, but I'm not going to do the sea trout.
So here's a recording. Sounds a little like the corvina. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.